still at the Irish Festival in East Durham 2010. A few moments ago, I spoke with Frankie Curran, who has been involved with the festival since its beginning. Now I'm going to talk to somebody else, Tom McGoldrick. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome to the festival, and we enjoy having anybody around that's going to help us with a radio plug.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully this will be on the computer in a couple of days, okay, and on the radio in a couple of months. Tell us about your involvement with the festival.
Okay, back in 1978, business wasn't so great early in the season, and the business owners got together and decided to hold an event to draw people. And from the first day that we, first year that we had the event, it just took off like wildfire, so to speak. And we've been doing it for 33 years. It's been successful every year. People love it. We're offering, you know, we're offering some of the best Irish music in the Northeast here.
Right, so what you did, what this in effect did then is changed East Durham from a 2 month area into a 3 month.
So, yes. Yes, it turned, and even the resorts eventually picked up on that, and many of the resorts now are staying open in through October.
Right, so at that time they weren't even open in May, were they?
No, they were not open in May. No, they were not.
And then I noticed that some of them used to open for this week and close up and go back again.
Well, that's the way, that was the nature of the beast. That's the way the people took their vacations. A few of them came out Memorial weekend, and then you didn't see vacationers until the 4th of July.
Yeah, so now you're saying that some people stay here, come back and forth a little more than they did
before. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the East Durham has changed drastically in the past 30 years.
Yes, it has. A lot of the resorts were sold, and the new owners didn't make it with it. These resorts are a lot of work. I know I was at the Weldon House for 30 years.
Right.
And there's a lot of work involved in it to keep it successful. And possibly a lot of people just didn't put the effort into it that bought it. They thought they were buying something that they just walked in and went to the bank with, but no, there's a lot of work involved in resort business.
You're saying the sweat pays off, right?
Oh, it does.
Well,
it does.
This is a magnificent place here, the Mike Will area, and of course the John Law piece down at the bottom as well.
Yes.
I was talking to the girl yesterday who was selling the bricks. Is that a successful venture here, selling the bricks?
Well, it's a difficult sell. You know, we have an Irish park here. We have it in the shape of Ireland. The 32 counties are marked off. People are buying bricks from possibly their county or their parents' county or their grandparents' county. And it's a, you reach a certain level and it gets very difficult in a rural area like this to keep it going.
Well, I went on the computer the other night, and I went on MapQuest, and I pulled up a map of East Durham, and it really is unbelievable when you see it from the air.
I'm sure it does. It's larger than a football field.
Yeah, but not only that, the outline of Ireland and the counties is so true to form. It's very
right.
Deep.
Not only. They even have 33rd County, we call Green County up here, the 33rd County.
Well, Frankie Curran has been pushing that for a long time.
Yes, he has.
So it must be the 33rd by now.
Yes, it does.
Well, Tom, thank you for spending these couple of minutes with us, and I hope that next year will be bigger and better.
Okay, thank you.